You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Dimitri Payet to score and West Ham to win. Wolves 4-1, enhanced to 6-1. Shane Long to score and Southampton to win. Wolves 16-5, now 9-2. Also got Mikel Antonio and Dusan Tadic as part of a couple of enhanced odds offers on the website as well. Derek, Southampton have won just one of their last five league visits to West Ham. That was obviously when they were going to Upton Park, with both teams scoring in each of those five matches as well. They'll fancy improving their record this weekend, though, given West Ham's recent run in the league, where they have been they've been dismal. They did edge past Accrington midweek with Dimitri Payet's late winner, but conceded three against Manchester City, four against Watford, and four against West Brom. If you're conceding four goals in a game against West Brom, Derek, yeah, you've got problems.
Big problems. I mean, that's the equivalent of conceding 12 against any other team. I mean, I don't know who can explain what's gone wrong at West Ham. They had one or two injuries to, you know, key players, but nothing that any other team doesn't have, and they get by. I just can't explain it. The move to the new ground as well, but they're getting pasted away from home as well, so that doesn't fully explain it. I don't know. The manager looks a forlorn figure. They're not a team that you want to back at the moment. 15-8 to beat Southampton last season, you'd have been all over it, wouldn't you? But I don't know, what is Southampton a favourite? Actually, favourites to win this game, aren't they?
Yep, they are.
They haven't conceded a goal in the last three matches, Southampton. I mean, they haven't been playing great teams in that spell. But West Ham aren't a great team either. Whatever the manager's doing there, it's working. I've got a heart to go for Southampton. They're beating teams they should beat at the moment, and right now West Ham are a team they should beat. So I'm going to go for Southampton, and I like them. I like them away from home, Southampton. I think they're set up a bit like Palace of yesteryear, of last season, set up for away performances.
Derek mentioned there, Tom, that Slaven Bilic cuts a forlorn figure. I think even when they're winning, he looks forlorn. Slaven Bilic, he's just got that look about him, hasn't he? And it is strange to see Southampton favourites to win at West Ham.
Yeah, it is. I think they're really struggling, West Ham. I think they've got so much stuff going on all over the place. You know, the things going on off the pitch, in the stands, and Slaven Bilic, I don't know, he just seems to have had all enthusiasm sucked out of him at the start of the season. You know, I mentioned it before, when you'd seen him on the telly in the summer, you know, as a pundit at the Euros, he was brilliant, and you were watching him thinking, oh, this is what he's like day to day at the training ground. No wonder West Ham had such a great season, you know, full of sort of zest and enthusiasm for the game. But I think it's proving a very difficult time for West Ham, and what they're really lacking is goal scorers. I mean, if Mikel Antonio hadn't have been around and popped up with all these headers, they would be in serious trouble. I mean, Southampton aren't scoring many goals themselves, four in their last five games in the league this season. So, you know, they're not free scoring, but I think West Ham are going to give them chances. And actually, I thought Southampton did pretty well at Arsenal. They were okay against Manchester United, but not fantastic. But, you know, I was looking at Southampton over the last few summers, and they've consistently sold their top scorers. You know, they just keep going. I mean, they lost 22, 23 goals, you know, from their team with Pelé and Mane going. And it's going to take them a little bit of time, but I think they'll be rubbing their hands together at the thought of going to West Ham and just piling it on. Very strange for West Ham to be conceding the goals they had done, and how many people were stung last week. I mean, I thought West Ham were a decent price at West Brom, but they just collapsed. Something's not right there. And when I look at a team and I think something's not right, I'm always going to back the opposition. And Southampton, they've got a little bit of confidence, as Derek says, three wins on the spin for them. So, you know, they're favourites, and I think I think it's going to take West Ham a while to get into that new stadium and get used to it, maybe even a year or so. So Southampton will be my bet here as well.
Mikel Antonio, by the way, you mentioned him there, Tom. 19-10 he is to score any time in this match. Scored his first ever Premier League goal in this fixture last season, and West Ham have had five headers on target in the Premier League this season, and all of them have gone in from Antonio, which is incredible, really. 19-10 he is to score at any time in this game. Just with reference to that West Brom match as well, I know they lost that game 4-2, but they dominated large parts of that game, and how West Brom scored four goals in that match is beyond me, because I think they only had four or five shots on target in the match.
But I think it was just defensively, they were that bad. I mean, the goals that they gave away were so simple. West Brom didn't think they had to work too hard for it. And that seems to be the problem. I think that's what happens when it's not going for you, it's not going for you. And I think at the moment West Ham are feeling a bit sorry for themselves, and I don't know whether they've got it in and roll up their sleeves and you know, sort of get back to wins. I think at the moment they'd probably take anything, they'd probably take a point from the week and just to get themselves going.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.